My name is Richard Medhurst. I'm a British journalist. I was born and baptized in Syria. So let me give you my perspective on what's happening in Syria, both as a Christian and a journalist who cares deeply about the future of the country. For the last days, the media have been showing images of people celebrating and jubilating and saying the country is finally free and everything is fine and dandy. But this couldn't be further from the truth. The media have been lying about Syria for 13 years. And many Syrians will come to find that they have been duped. This was not a revolution, but a regime change operation. Syria was the last anti-Zionist Arab state in the region. It was the last one that supported the Palestinian cause. And they've been trying to destroy it for decades. In 2011, dozens of foreign countries and groups conspired to overthrow the government. Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the UK, France, Germany, the US, the EU. Many jihadists came in from Chechnya, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. You've got fighters now in from Ukraine, Turkey, Libya, Uyghurs from China. Many of them are not Syrian. The CIA spent over $1 billion trying to overthrow the president. So that's their most expensive operation in history, right? They brought all those weapons in from Libya after they did another regime change operation there. This was the largest propaganda campaign in modern history. MI6 were funding the white helmets and other cutouts. They lied about chemical weapons, just like they lied about them in Iraq, to justify bombing and sanctioning Syria and crippling its economy. Syria is not only occupied by Israel, but by two NATO armies, by Turkey, by the United States. And all these rebels got their training and their gear from those actors. You've got a photo of Jolani, who's just casually standing there, watching Damascus as it's being bombed by Israel, doing nothing. And what is he wearing? He's wearing a t-shirt, a shirt from Emerson Gear. So that's either Israel or Turkey that gave it to him. And Turkey was giving these terrorists safe haven in Idlib for years. Syria cannot be removed from the geopolitical context of the Levant. You can't talk about Syria like it's some remote island where things happen in a vacuum. Syria was the peace that connected Iran and Iraq to Lebanon and Palestine. The timing of this offensive in the last few days wasn't a coincidence. It happened right after there was a ceasefire in Lebanon. So as they destroyed Gaza, as they destroyed Lebanon, the Israelis then moved on to destroy Syria. And Turkey, which again is a co-conspirator in all this, is admitting, Erdogan is admitting that he is behind the offensive. He said it on camera.
Idlib, Hama, Humus, hedef tabi Şam.
Erdogan is supporting Israel. He is NATO. He's Muslim Brotherhood. So when you have Erdogan admitting this and then Netanyahu doing a victory lap on Syrian soil on the occupied Golan Heights, I mean, what am I supposed to say? The day that Syria fell, Palestine also fell. These jihadists are an extension of NATO, okay? They've got NATO training, NATO weapons. And have you noticed that they never attack Israel? Ever? Erdogan and Al-Qaeda, all they do is talk about the Ummah, and yet they won't lift a finger for Palestine? These jihadists are in Damascus, under the Israeli bombs, and they still won't fire a shot at Israel. They won't even talk about the bombings. These rebels have conspired to leave Syria defenseless. Instead of fighting Israel, they're busy changing flags and eating ice cream and giving speeches. That's how much they care about Syria. And make no mistake, because these are extremists, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham is a rebrand of Jabhat al-Nusra, which is a rebrand of Al-Qaeda. Jolani, who now they're trying to portray as some kind of statesman and a moderate, was the head of Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria. He was a deputy of al-Baghdadi in ISIS. The US even put a $10 million bounty on this guy's head. He is a head chopper. He is a terrorist. You think Al-Qaeda is going to give Syrians freedom of speech and protect minorities and make people equal? They're already carrying out public executions, beatings. This is vigilantism. And they said they'd give Syrian soldiers amnesty and then lied about it. And they filmed their own executions. How is Al-Qaeda being in charge of Syria better than the previous regime? The people cheering this on are mental. You've taken away a bad car and then given people a bicycle instead and called it a set of wheels. I mean, this is a downgrade, to put it mildly, in every way. Syria was secular. Syria was safe for all religions and ethnic groups. Syria, remember, is a Christian country first. Christianity was born in Syria. Syria is just as much Christian as it is Muslim. But now Christians and other minorities are under threat. The first photo that they post of this new cabinet and this new prime minister, this is a state institution, right? They've got an Islamic extremist flag right next to the Syrian flag, the new Syrian flag. What kind of message is that supposed to send to Syrian Christians who make up 10% of the population and other minorities? It tells them, basically, screw you. You're excluded. That's what it means. And we see the extremism on the streets. We see the ISIS trucks driving through Christian neighborhoods in downtown Damascus, firing Kalashnikovs into the air and terrorizing people. A Christian journalist who was stopped in a Christian neighborhood and questioned about her religion.
أجبرني أن أقول هذا الشيء. قال طلع فيه إنه أنت مسيحية علوية سنية مسلمية لا إنه شيعية درزية.
I mean, this is unheard of in Syria. You've got priests that are hiding their crosses when they take photos with these new leaders. And then we're supposed to look at that and believe that this is inclusive. This climate of fear did not exist a week ago. All right. Syria is going backwards. Syria was self-sufficient in oil, gas, wheat, cotton, grain. Syria had no foreign debt. Its central bank, its monetary policy were independent. They were not controlled by the West. Syria had free healthcare, free education, social welfare programs, social safety nets, improved literacy rate, improved infrastructure. I saw all of that with my own eyes. And now what is happening? It has regressed. But as soon as this new regime in Damascus announced that Syria will be a free market economy, meaning come in, bring your foreign direct investment so you can control our monetary policy and our politics, what happens? The United States removes Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, meaning Al-Qaeda, from the terrorist list. Isn't that amazing? The West and Israel have been dying to move on Syria's gas, and that's exactly what they're going to do, just like they're going to steal Gaza's and Lebanon's gas. So they can replace the Iranian and Russian gas, which they sanctioned. In 1 or 2 years, Syrians will be begging for the old days, just like Iraqis and Libyans do right now, when they remember what their countries were turned into by NATO. And look at the level of whitewashing, right? Do you hear any of the Western media talking about persecution of minorities and how Christians are being treated? Instead, they're rehabilitating this disgusting head chopper, Jolani. They're glorifying Al-Qaeda in the media, but I'm the one who gets arrested for terrorism, right? I'm the one who's under investigation, even though they're breaking the law.
But I think Abu Muhammad al-Jolani, the leader, has made great efforts over the last 10 years to distance himself from those terrorist groups. And certainly the actions we've seen of Tahrir al-Sham over the last 2 weeks has been those of a liberation movement, not of a terrorist organization.
And then they have the nerve to complain about Russia invading Ukraine, but they call Israel's invasion a buffer zone. I mean, the nerve! Don't forget that Israel has a Greater Israel project. You've got IDF troops who openly carry patches of Greater Israel on their uniforms. Smotrich, the finance minister, said on video just a few weeks ago that he wants Greater Israel to extend to Damascus, to swallow up the Syrian capital. And many who are pro-Palestine are still too dumb to understand that there is an Israeli agenda in Syria. And don't forget Erdogan had control of Idlib and was harboring all these terrorist groups that he sent on the offensive. Turkey attacked Syria from the north. Turkey's now moving its own troops into Aleppo. And Israel attacked Syria from the south while the Americans are in the east occupying the oil. And what did Israel do? Israel took control of Mount Hermon, of Jabal al-Sheikh. This is the most strategic place inside of Syria. It's the highest peak. It overlooks Israeli troop positions. And they took it without a fight. They've taken an area of land now in the last 48 hours that's several times the size of Gaza. They have destroyed Syria's military infrastructure, missiles, tanks, planes, ships, you name it, research laboratories. This is Israel's largest air offensive in history. Over 400 airstrikes. Not a word from these so-called rebels who claim to be representing the interests of Syrians. Israeli troops are 19 kilometers from Damascus. And the irony is the Israelis pretend that, oh, they don't want the weapons to fall into the hands of jihadists. You're the ones who gave the jihadists weapons in the first place. Netanyahu, he was in hospital, in an IDF hospital, shaking the hands of these so-called moderate rebels who are Al-Qaeda. and doing photo ops with them. They were giving them medical assistance. They were giving them weapons. They were doing everything in their power, acting as an air force for them in order to help them overthrow and topple the government in Syria. And now we've got reports of scientists also being killed and hunted down in Syria, which is exactly what Israel did in Iran. They are crippling Syria's defenses for generations. And any government that is formed now is already going to be neutered, impotent, and illegitimate, and will have no sovereignty. How can you form a government? How can you defend the country when you allowed the enemy to destroy all of the military assets? This is treason. It's frankly treason. And the United States said they'll call the Golan Heights, the occupied Golan Heights, Israeli, as long as Assad is in power.
As long as Assad is in power in Syria, as long as Iran is present in Syria, militia groups backed by Iran, the Assad regime itself, all of these pose a significant security threat to Israel. And as a practical matter, the control of the Golan in that situation, I think, remains of real importance to Israel's security.
Well, guess what? Bashar al-Assad is gone, and yet they haven't changed their position. Joe Biden has kept Donald Trump's position of stealing land from Syria. The United States put Caesar Act sanctions on Syria. Bashar al-Assad is gone. Have they lifted the sanctions? No, the sanctions are still there. Is the U.S. Still controlling the wheat? Is it still controlling Syria's oil fields? Yes, it is. Donald Trump admitted it. Joe Biden kept them there, and now Bashar al-Assad is gone, and they still won't move their troops. They're still right there stealing our resources. Isn't it amazing? So in conclusion, Turkey's stealing more land. Turkey is going to attack the Kurds and persecute them, and now has them surrounded. Israel is stealing more land. Israel's destroyed Syria's military and Syria's central role in the Palestinian cause. Al-Julani and his Al-Qaeda scum are going to sit on the throne. And U.S. corporations and banks will take over Syria's economy, hollow it out, steal its resources, and block the new Silk Road's access to the Mediterranean Sea so they can cripple China and the global south. This has been their plan all along. The same people that are committing a genocide in Gaza have taken over Syria under the banner of a fake revolution. And those who call themselves pro-Palestinian, many of them are too blind to see that by celebrating what is happening in Syria, they're siding with Netanyahu.